Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation, around the world. I want to welcome John.
Hello, hello.
Spending all that time with our wonderful sponsors out there. We love Scrub a Bup.
Yes, we do.
and by the way, if you have not, listen, I'm not just because they're sponsors, it's because they're good.
Yeah.
Downey and Associates, Mark Downey and Associates. You need, I'm telling you, if you need a place to rent, if you need a place to buy, if you want to sell your home, listen, within 6 days in a financial crisis, you know, God's working with this man and sold a house for a minister in 6 days.
Wow.
Without a loss. It is amazing. That's Mark Downey Associates. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on our sponsors. There's so many. And also, by the way, if you have not, for those that are in the Gulf Coast region and those that are in Pensacola area, we have a sponsor called Auntie's. Auntie's Barbecue. A taste of Southern soul. And my goodness, I was so busy preparing this week. I was preparing for just hearing the Lord. Was that not beautiful?
Powerful.
I had a chance to talk about with that, what the Lord was revealing to me. But I was just like craving the ribs from Ida's aunties out there. And and finally, you know, I'm like, Don, you got to go by there. Go by there and pick up this, I'm gonna order this plate of ribs. And I called there and talked to Pam, and Pam says, we only have one order left. And I said, dear God, hold it. Hold it. This is the Lord. And she held. And the ribs are just like huge. Like,
they're monster,
man. They're like, there's like four of them in there. And I could only eat four. No, I could only eat two. I eat two.
Right.
But it was so good, the greens and all the stuff that's there. So you just got to go to our sponsors. We have great sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com, click on our sponsors. Everything you can imagine. This is definitely like one place, isn't it?
One place
for God and country and Israel and for those that are standing up. Listen, we want God to give us jobs, bless jobs, you know, in our community. Yeah. Well, these are the ones. These are the employers. These are the ones that are providing revenue and income in your city and your state and in the Gulf Coast region. And speaking of the Gulf Coast, I'm so excited about the new industry coming.
Yes.
The new industry coming in the Pensacola region and in Mobile, Alabama, is the fact that Airbus has come and they signed a deal with Airbus, which is competing now reportedly with a Boeing, because Boeing's more of a military contractor. And Airbus is focused more on the, I guess you call it the non-military.
I guess. Civilian.
Yeah. Anyway. So I've been carrying with me. Brett gave me this. You know, Brett's prophetic. And he gave me this keychain that has for Airbus out of Denver. He's out of Denver. And his company, Frontier, ordered quite a few of these planes coming in. And so I've been carrying around prophetically. And all of a sudden, just the breakthrough. That the county in Escambia County, Pensacola area purchased land to be able to build an industrial park, from what I understand, so that the suppliers for Airbus can come out of Europe, because they're all in Europe. This is a European company, and come in the area to begin to supply jobs.
Wow.
They're talking, I think they said about 1,500 jobs, 2,500 jobs.
Wow, that's huge.
Just major industry. And we've been praying, you know, because we were going to be in Texas. It was amazing. There was like X's in the sky. There was American flags, Texas flag, central locate. Got a ticket to go anywhere in the world from there. And it was Texas. And God said, I want you to be here. And since that move, he said he's shifted things. And he said, I'm going to begin to shift everything. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing, are we shifting? And so I really believe what you're seeing happen in what we call the glory zone.
That's right.
That if you'll do that, begin to pray for your city, begin to pray for your community, begin to believe God to move. And then no matter what happens, and this is some of the prophetic words that have gone out, that God's no longer going to judge the nation as a whole, but he'll say, well, if this state stands for me and stands for Israel and stands for what's right, then I'm going to bless that state. But if this state chooses to sell out, then that state's going to be differently judged than this state. And then it's going to go as far down as counties in a state. So you can be right beside Nineveh you know, and you can be mm-hmm. Jerusalem, you know, and being blessed. Why, you know, Nineveh's deciding what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then all the way down to cities, and then all the way down to families, and then all the way down to individuals. And so it don't think about, well, the whole nation's going this way, so whatever. And it's like, no, stand up for God and begin to pray. And we've done that. Mm-hmm. You know, we spoke boldly for the Lord. We try to move in love, but we speak the truth. And it's exciting to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Jobs. Yeah. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Juan Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. We do this quite often, right?
It's been a week. But I'm Greg Lancaster, and we want to talk to you today about, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
yes.
is in America right now.
Right now.
Meeting with the president today. Pray. Mm-hmm. I mean, pray for this meeting. In past meetings, it's just been... It's not like two guys hanging out, you know, and having a Coke and just, you know, what do you think? But this is the leader of Israel, the apple of God's eye, mm-hmm. meeting with our leader that we chose, so he represents mm-hmm. us. So this is us meeting with Israel.
Yeah.
This is like us meeting with David. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the context of that. And so whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, but whoever curses Israel will be cursed. And so it's important, no matter how the media tries to hype up on, you know, politically, people say, just throw I love Israel out there and you'll get elected. We're talking about seriously, you know, standing with Israel. Because at this moment, when Prime Minister, when the President Vladimir Putin is trying to take over the Ukraine.
Russian president.
The Russian president. That he, it's called her sister land is what it's been known as, that people were just kind of, I think it's the Washington Post is saying that our foreign policy is like fantasy. Mm. It's one of the things that we're doing right now. But we're just watching them take over. They've totally taken over one particular city already.
Wow.
They just totally took it over.
Yeah.
Just came in. It's like, that's like if we're having little disputes, you know, in Washington, all of a sudden Canada comes down and says, I'm a little concerned about you guys. Right. Somebody down here does speak French. So we're going to come here and we're going to take over America. Yeah. That makes no sense at all.
We'll start with New York, just cross the border. You know?
Right. And so simultaneously, while Putin is coming down into Ukraine, remember that earlier in Syria, when we were going to confront Syria and Benjamin Netanyahu's meeting today with the president was saying, we got to deal with this chemical weapons on, you know, 50 miles north of us.
Right.
And the president turns them over to Putin. And then he turns over the United Arab League of Nations. I think it's 21 nations. It represents many, many Muslim nations. Just basically turns them over to Putin, and they follow Putin. It's like, we're turning over the whole everything mm-hmm. to Putin, mm-hmm. and Putin's coming down. And what's reported is because he saw how we did what we did in Syria, he's thinking, well, I can easily just take over the Ukraine. And it's like, my goodness. And it boils down. And then on top of that, now we're going to be talking about in today's program, four programs back to back, anti-Semitism is rising all across the world, but also in the Ukraine, it's cranking up a huge notch in the Ukraine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're starting to put caricatures out. They're beginning to do the standard demonic response towards the Jews. And it's like, listen, it's JJ. It's not just J. It's
right.
Jesus and the Jews. Yes,
right.
Jesus is a Jew, but he's the firstborn from amongst the church. He's the son of God. And so ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we have to stand up and realize, man, these are serious times. This is how World War II began. You know, Hitler came. He was seeing, I believe it was in Germany, that he was talking about, you know, these are my people and they're being mistreated and, you know, I need to go into this particular area. Boom. You know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's like World War, you know, two going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do y'all want us to be at war here? I mean, what are y'all doing? And if you haven't yet heard, you need to go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and listen and watch and read, you know, some prophetic words that God had given. And because God does nothing unless he first shares it through his prophets first. And, understand, you cannot point all this at our president. There's a whole machine mm-hmm. out there. I mean, nobody becomes president anyway by themselves. It takes,
mm-hmm.
it's not who's with you. It's like, who do you choose to be with you or who chooses you? And you find out later on in your office how who chose what.
That's like, right.
I thought I chose you. And
not exactly.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson was chosen off Princeton, and because they saw, you know, he's a good speaker. But God specifically said prophetically that, you know, our president, there's people moving around him trying to fulfill their agenda. And people mm-hmm. are saying things like, well, how come he just doesn't fire someone? You know, how come he just doesn't fire Kathleen Sebelius? How come he doesn't just fire this person? How come he just doesn't go over there with John Kerry to work out the peace talks in the Middle East? How come he doesn't? And if, in fact, you know, it's not you doing it, you know,
you can't.
Yeah, or if Kathleen is the one that selected, he's like, right? He's like, you know, anyway, this is what God says. This is what the Lord says. Pray for those in authority over you.
Mm-hmm.
And not to curse them, you know, not to agree with any kind of political whim. Understand, God directs kings' hearts, leaders' hearts, like he directs a water course. So he can change it. The question is, can you believe he can change their heart? And by the way, so that he hears your prayers, you first have to repent of your own sin before you start praying for him that God will forgive him of his.
That's right.
And so he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, which means he'll hear your prayers. He'll hear our prayers and he'll heal our land. So we can't just, you know, pray for the president without us dealing with ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And believe me, the character of God is if we'll deal with ourselves in view of his mercy because of his grace and begin to pray for those in authority over us that we chose. It's a government by the people and for the people. God can turn this thing around.
Sure can.
I mean, I was just thinking, I know we got to go to break, but I was just thinking this morning that with, you know, with David, and hopefully get a chance today to talk about counting God out, but this is Satan rose against Israel. And so David began to count his strength, been counting his pennies, counting his mighty men. And all of a sudden, you know, God gave him a choice. We got three choices. I'm going to restrict you to your room. You know, I'm going to take away your digital game. You know, or I'm going to loose my angel on you to beat the stew out of you for 3 days, you know, or 90 days.
Right.
I mean, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
And he says, I'd rather fall into the hands of the Lord. And so the angel began to destroy Jerusalem in the context of that. But what was interesting, this is the God we serve. But when he saw what he had said was going to happen and begin to happen, he even had compassion on his own choice of what was going to happen. And he just said, enough. Yeah, enough. Isn't that great? It didn't say 90 days and then he stopped. But when he saw the havoc and what was going on, the discipline was taking place. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, how many times have you ever, you know, said to your children, okay, you're in restriction for the rest of your life. And you know, I don't know, a month or something, a day or a week. And you think, this is hurting me more. But or you have compassion on them. You think, you know, and that's us, you know, being evil. God stepped in, even when he had a specific 90-day judgment coming down, discipline coming down on Israel, and he said, enough, just knock, you know, that's it. And the angel put the sword back into his sheath, and David said, right there on this threshing floor, you know, this is where I want to have tabernacle with God. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that's the kindness and the sternness of God. We got so much more when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
As a supervisor in the workplace, can I pray with a coworker? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Supervisor in an office, and I was recently told that I cannot express my opinion in any way in matters regarding faith or religion or politics. I was also counseled that I cannot pray with staff members in or out of the office, you know, if they approach me.
Well, the idea that your workplace would be a religious-free zone is just absolutely incorrect. And a Bible study or praying with another employee, as long as it's not disruptive to the workplace, that is really what the biggest issue is. We've got great resources, by the way, available on our website at aclj.org. And I'll tell you what I'll do. You hang on the line here, Kim. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we're going to get you some help on the situation right away.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
if you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back to VFN Radio. Joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, is meeting today with the President, President Barack Obama, in the White House, I would believe. And also, while he's here, he's going to be also meeting with the Secretary of State, John Kerry. And there's a prophetic word giving over Secretary John Kerry. So make sure that's available on the torch. Everything we're talking about is available to you on the torch. So we're not just talking out of whatever. There's things that God said is revealed to us. There's things that media has said, news, and et cetera. But there's a very specific word about John Kerry and what he represented. And God told us the very time that he was going to begin to do something. What they're saying was what he did over Syria is exactly what's causing the Ukraine to come down, because we did not respond with authority over in Syria. We just kind of like, great, you'll take this. You know, I gave you a shout out. Remember the Russian Navy behind me when I was talking there at the DNC. So today he's going to meet with John Kerry, Congress, and AIPAC. That the Prime Minister is going to go to AIPAC, which is a huge, you know, American Israel alliance for everything Israel.
Pro-Israel.
Pro-Israel, which is America pro-Israel. It's focusing on America being there for Israel. And if you've ever gone to one of these, you need to go to them. If you could, you can go to APAC.org probably or something. You go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can find out. But you also can view them now live online. So instead of going all the way to Washington, D.C., you can view them. I was watching some of the inventions that they talk about, some of the cutting industry.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting industry. It's just the favor of God on Israel. The things that they invent is amazing. Mm-hmm. But one thing I heard, and I know we're talking about the Prime Minister today, but that on the Jerusalem Post, there was a soldier, IDF soldier, and they're in the Federation, IDF or whatever. I think it's probably after you served and how they encourage each other. And he stood up there, and he was missing his left arm. He had a prosthetic arm with a kind of a hook, closing hook on the left arm, because he had lost it in battling for the nation of Israel. And his right arm was somewhat paralyzed, and hopefully we'll make this available to you. But he gave a speech and all that, but then he stepped aside, and he proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
You know, and this is what he said. I mean, I hadn't heard patriotism so long. He said, you know, talking about the IDF, he says, Israeli defense, the military there. He says, you know, this is what we do. But then he says, but like our prime minister says, he says that, and he turns to his girlfriend, he says, our wives and our families, the reason why we do it.
Wow.
We defend our nation, the nation of Israel. And they're the reason why we do it.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I think I remember something like that happening once in America, where people were going, you know, I'm going to go defend America. I'm going to defend what she stands for. I'm going to defend her constitution. I'm going to take a pledge, an oath to defend her.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, patriotism. And when he spoke at the United Nations, remember that? It's like, whoa, I remember those kind of speeches. You know, it was
the
just
line
bold.
Is drawn here.
Yeah, the line is drawn here. And it was just a vision and clarity. And it's like, man, wow. Oh, yeah, we used to do that. I remember that. It wasn't just in the John Wayne movies and all that kind of stuff out there. There was people that stood up and said, you know what? And today it's like they're talking about downsizing our military and changing our constitution. And it's like, who are we?
Right.
Who are we? And we better find out who we are quickly. And if you haven't yet heard America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to hear it, because there's a reason why it says we're one nation under God. You know, when you talk about pledging allegiance to the flag, when you become a citizen, when you become a political leader, when you become a law enforcement officer, you raise your hands and you swear an oath, which is an allegiance to the Constitution. Well, what about if you're born in America? Well, that's why you said the pledge of allegiance. It wasn't just something that you just did because it was part of your class,
right,
or part of your football game. You actually stand up and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and which it stands, what it stands for, and the Republic and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just, you know, Mexican Americans who come over from Mexico and go through the citizenship and they become Mexican Americans or Spanish Americans or Iranian Americans who came from Iran that became a citizen of America, and they have to swear an oath. We're supposed to pledge allegiance exactly. to have, you know, we're supposed to. That's why you stand up and put your hand over your heart or take their ball cap. It's not just the military folks that do that.
Right.
And so many people today are not doing like that. And it just blessed my heart to see patriotism in Israel with, by the way, a prosthetic left arm with a hook and almost a paralyzed right hand.
Wow.
And his girlfriend was so excited about marrying him.
Wow.
I thought, oh, that's
cool.
That's beautiful. You know, he sacrificed himself for Israel, for his nation, what he believed. He defended his nation, and he realized this is why I do it. It's for my wife. It's for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, they teach Marines and others, but you know, really Marines and an Army, that when you're fighting, you're really fighting for your fellow soldier.
Yeah,
you know, you're just fulfilling the mandate of your leaders. But you're not fighting for the, at that point, you're fighting for them and defending them. And in the process of doing that, you actually defend your nation. But anyway, so the prime minister's meeting today with the president. You need to pray. Pray for the president's heart. Pray God touch his heart, because he directs it like a water course.
Mm-hmm.
Give him eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, think about this. When Pilate was going to crucify Jesus, sentence him, that God spoke to his wife. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke to his wife, and she said, I was tormented all last night, have nothing to do with this man. And he didn't listen, but God was just downloading and talking. And I mean, think about that. And it's like, God can speak. God can speak. And ever, whatever we do to Israel, and we've done it's amazing to me how merciful and how generous, but I know that they're strong, but how merciful and generous Israel is to people that do them wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, dear Lord, that is so amazing.
And the people, you know, I remember being in Jerusalem down in the quarter, and I was getting some things and just walking amongst the people, and one shop owner came out and he was showing me this leather bag.
Right.
And he says, in the middle of Jerusalem, he shows me, USA. We're friends, USA.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that was so amazing. But, right. You know, how much love they have for us and respect. Yeah. And I'm thinking, in view of history and all that's been done, there's still that common bond. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty cool.
And, you know, and so understand, no matter who stands for what, you can stand for Israel. As a matter of fact, our sponsors and our partners and those that pray with us, that's what we stand for. We stand for God and country in that order and Israel. And that's why we're talking about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And today, from what I understand, that is it Bloomberg talking about that the president's not?
Bloomberg View, there is Goldberg, guy who's interviewing, basically the president interviewed him. And interesting, Jeffrey Goldberg, he says that when the president will tell basically Israel about their bleak future, when he speaks to the Prime Minister.
Did you hear that?
Their bleak future. This is what's being said.
Oh, my goodness.
One of international isolation and demographic disaster if he refuses to endorse a U.S. draft framework agreement for peace with the Palestinians. Mm. Is he continued to say that Obama will warn Netanyahu that time is running out for Israel as a Jewish majority democracy, and the president will make the case that Netanyahu alone among the Israelis has the strength and the political credibility to lead his people away from this impending disaster, if you will.
Right.
And it's like,
well, you think about it. These are Alinsky tactics being used because they are put under a place, 140-something thousand missiles, whatever, being pointed at them. America's not standing up the way they were. The weapons up north, the chemical weapons, turning the United Arab League, 22 nations, over to Putin, who's invading them. This is the Alinsky tactics 101. You know, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. And whoever's doing this, they're actually organizing Israel. But you can't organize Israel. No. But understand, today is a very crucial day. God is watching us, and we need to pray that things will turn around in the Oval Office, that things will turn around, and we will support Israel and turn all this around. Dear God, forgive us for the sins that we've committed against Israel. We stand for Israel, and we pray for Israel in defense of her.
Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award-winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. Oh my goodness! Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue! A taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com. Or you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV. These are going to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. We got a Facebook. And it's over, I don't know, it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up, and just you're joining us, and we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that's being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you, and if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So you can say, hey, that That segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective, the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio and the Daily Television Program. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer.
Come back.
Yeah, yeah. I want to give a big shout out to all of our Christian Television Network audience. We're so glad to be meeting you here on this program. And joining us today is John Ramos.
Hello.
And Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Did y'all know that Christian Television Network goes around the world?
Wow.
Listen to this. 500 million folks. Let me count. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 1. Okay. Two. I mean, think about that. I mean, technology is amazing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no doubt.
And then when you think about, I think about even WHBR on the Gulf Coast. That's 500,000, right?
Million? 1.4 million.
1.4 million viewers, you know, on Christian Television Network. And then VFN Radio around the nation and the world. You know, I was just chatting with a missionary this morning in Nicaragua talking about, you know, being encouraged and listening to VFN Radio. We'll give a big shout out to all the missionaries around the world.
Yes.
We want to encourage you, kind of keep you informed, keeping the conversation light about what's taking place. We're trying to make sure you have a place to come back to in America, right?
Yeah. That's right.
All right. We're committed to keep this piece of tectonic plate here and hopefully the Constitution over it and God over that and by his mercy, right, and in view of his grace. So, man, y'all missed the earlier program. You missed what's happening with in Washington, D.C., but, ooh, you know, this week, this is when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting with the president, began to pray for the peace of Israel and the protection of Israel. Anti-Semitism is rising in the world. But what's interesting about anti-Semitism is what's happened because of it. It caused Israel to become a nation. It caused them to begin to migrate and come together. And it makes you think about some prophetic words that were spoken out from Ezekiel about this. And as a matter of fact, Ezekiel, let me find that for you right here so you can hear it. Ezekiel talks about fishing and hunters. Ooh. Fishing and hunters here. Let me see if I can find this thing. And he says, when they came to the nations, this is Ezekiel 36:20. When they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said, these are the people of the Lord, yet they have not lived in his land. Mm. And the Bible speaks about this taking place. And then he says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall be no more, says God. The Lord lives. The Lord lives. And he's going to bring his children back. First, he's going to send fishermen to bring them in. And then he's going to send the hunters. You think about it, and they're watching this and talking about that in Jeremiah 16:14 through 16, when he's saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And for the Jews, God says, I want you to be in Israel. I want you to be in Israel. And so you start seeing this coming back, you know, the Russian Jews were coming in, and you start thinking like, well, you know, why are you? And it's like, man, that's a prophetic happening when, you know, a fisherman is, he's like, hey, you know, why don't you come on in? You know, here's a line, here's an opportunity. Uh-huh. You know, business is good. It's great living and all these different things. And finally, God says, you know, I'm going to send hunters out. Where yet? Mm. I'm going to find you. And he actually says, you know, I'm going to look for you in the crevices, the hills, the holes, the rocks, and bring you in, not to hurt you, to bring you in. Because God's going to protect Israel. I mean, the safest place, believe it or not, even though it has 140,000 missiles pointed at it, the safest place is a small piece of real estate called
That's right.
Israel and Jerusalem. And so we just pray that if you are a Jew and you're wanting to go back to Israel, that we just pray the Lord would provide a way. And there's many people that do that. I don't know what the organization's called.
I don't.
But there's a lot of organizations out there. We'll have it for you in the VFN Torch. But you can actually sow financially, and they go right to where maybe a Russian Jew is, or maybe a Kenyan Jew, or where Jews are in the earth, and they help fly them back. They fly them back to Israel. And I don't know how the integration happens when they come back, because you have people coming into Israel, you know, brothers and sisters that are from way back when. So they have different expressions, different languages, different everything. But they have this unique gift to be able to begin to, it's like a family reunion.
On wings of eagles.
On wings of eagles. And you can help fly them back. So it's not like, you know, somebody says, you know, I just, you know, in my days, I'd like to go to Israel. It's like, this is what God says. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you sow financially and you help a Jew who wants to go back to Israel, you help them. You're actually fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're working with God, and then they're protected when they're in Israel, and the day is going to come when the veil is going to be removed and a great number are going to come in into the kingdom. And wow. It's just exciting. Mm. It's exciting. So
they help Jews come from Russia, Argentina, India, Muslim countries, and all over the world to escape, you know, all the stuff that's happening against them in those countries is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
But, you know, you never looked at it in the context of, like, I thought, well, people just, well, you know, I'm a Jew. I want to go, you know. Yeah. I'm African. I want to go to Africa. You know, I'm American. I want to go to America. I'm from Spain. You just, mm-hmm. you think of that. It's like, no, actually God's drawing them to their land, and it'll never not be a nation again.
Wow.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No matter what you're seeing going on right now. And it says, although they plot and plan against God, that they won't be successful. You know, these countries that are saying they're going to take Israel out and push mm-hmm. them into the sea. And it's right there. I mean, you can read it. Ezekiel 36:20 and Jeremiah 16:14-16. And it's like, dear Lord, we just pray right now for every one of them that they can get there. And we're going to, if you know, God opens the opportunity for us, you know, we're going to help as many as we can. And by supporting VFN TV and the Data Radio program, that's what we do. You know, we support Israel. We support, you know, all these things that we're talking about in the context of it. But isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That is amazing. Pat, what is God saying to you, man? What is the Lord saying to you?
Well, I was reading this morning in Romans 12, right, one of my favorite scriptures. It's 12:1. And something stood out to me that I didn't really notice before. And it was... you know, where it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And he says, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. For some reason, that word test jumped out at me. And where it says, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. In other words, you'll be able to test God on what his will is. Another thing that reminded me of is the only other place that I know where that says that, where you can mm-hmm. test God, is with your finances. Mm-hmm. And so he goes, test me and see that I would open the floodgates of heaven.
Malachi. Chapter 3.
And I was kind of comparing the two things where he's talking about, you know, test me in your finances, test me in my will for you.
Yeah.
But both require us giving of something. Right. Whether it's something tangible in our finances. In this, he's talking about giving of yourself spiritually. Give right. me you.
Right.
And I'll show you what my will is.
Right.
Because I remember when I first, you know, started, when I came to the Lord, I was at this desire to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, whatever it is, I had no clue what it was.
Right.
You know, just, I'm going to do something for you. You know, I just had this burden. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something. And I remember God... In one of our meetings years ago, one of our men's meetings, God just prophetically said, you know, hang on, hold your horses, slow down a little bit. You know, I'm going to show you what I want for you.
Got some dying to do.
Yeah.
The first part of that is offer your body.
Yeah, offer your body.
Yeah, right.
We're going to get to that.
Literally.
First, I want you. First, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We won't go there.
Then it was like, slow down a little bit. I'm okay with it.
Hold on, I got to cut some stuff off.
I can see down the road. Down the road's good.
Yeah, so... And lo and behold, you know, he's faithful to his word. He just, slowly began to unfold some things, you know, as I began to make myself available to him.
Right.
You know, when things were asked of me, you know, would you do this? And,
yeah.
And I said, sure. You know, I didn't, I had no idea what, you know, what to do with that. I just started working at it. And next thing you know, he started unveiling more things as I was faithful with the little.
Sure.
And to the point today, you know, there's just so much God has allowed me to do for him as I was made myself available to him, as I gave him me what little zero talent that I had at the time.
But don't you think that's so important, because so many say they want to do something for God. God's like, I understand that, but first, before you can do something for me, I really want you to present yourself to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Be available. A lot of people say they want to do something for God, but they're not willing to die to themselves.
Right.
Like it says here, you know, it says be a sacrifice.
Right.
You know?
I mean, sort of like this, as you know, go back to Malachi again. He says another area where he says test him in this, in that people says, okay, you know, I am going to tithe, but first I want you to open up the floodgates of heaven, then I'll tithe. You know, I am going to do your will,
right?
But first, tell me what your will is and prepare me for, and then you know, and it's like, but you first got to give, and then you get. You first got to give yourself to God, and the thing is it takes a journey to be prepared. You think about Saul. And you think about David, King Saul and King David, first and second kings of Israel. The first king did not prepare. He just said, here. Oh, he didn't say, here I am. They said, there he is. Hide him behind the luggage, shaking, you know, terrified. You can imagine this, you know, 6 foot four guy or whatever he was, hiding behind.
Hiding behind
you know, the Samsonite wasn't that big back then. And, but he went straight from looking for his father's donkeys to being the king. And, but in the second king, he was prepared. He was chosen from young. He was anointed young, but he just went right back like you did and said, okay, I'm going to just, God said it, it'll happen in its time. And then he just honored on the route there and just honored God, loved God. He fought the lions. He fought the bear. He built his strength. And suddenly, you know, through all this testing and the very one, the first king that had no process, because he had no process, he didn't understand. You can't lay your hands on God's anointed. And he was coming after God's anointed, and David didn't have any business cards, anything like that. No billboard signs. He was just there serving Saul, and but that tension prepared David for the will of God, to the point when David finally got to the leadership position, being asked to go there. He didn't promote himself, being asked to be over by the people. I mean, God already told him he was going to do that. To be over Israel, he said, I know why I'm here. It's to protect your people.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
That's huge.
But it was a journey to get there.
Yeah, but that journey helps us understand, I understand why I'm here. Because if you're a little bit early in that, you might think, this is a great opportunity for me to advance myself.
Right.
And a lot of people did that and done that. Right. And it's like, it's not going to go well, you know. But when the process is right, like you're talking about, just give yourself. I mean, he gave himself back to his father, and he was tending the sheep. He went out and fed his brothers. And at the times of war, he saw the false doctrine of hiding from giants in Israel. And he, you know, he realized and, you know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the armies of God? And so he knew God would back him up. And the whole process of doing all these things and then finally running from his life, running for his life, was what brought him into a place that he says, I know why I'm here. I know what I'm here. By the way, this is the man that God chose for the lineage of his son, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement, share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. you know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word but not doers, and so we're deceiving ourselves because we're listening and amen, but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people, but I think in a lot of ways he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings, because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening, and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. Mm. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh, yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted, I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this, we did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. Hmm. This is great. They're not... when Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen. You need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God, because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. Iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. That was a real good word if you missed it. Pat was sharing, the Lord was sharing with him this morning. We really focus on abiding with the Lord. If you have not yet begin to abide with the Lord, we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. You go there, request your free plan today. And it's not as hard, it's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And by the way, the Lord expects you to know his voice and to follow him and follow none other. And it's so encouraging to hear God, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to hear men that hear God, but at some point you got to say, you know, I want to hear God.
Come on.
I mean, what if that man disappears? What if that man's life ends and your life still continues? And you need to know God. And God wants to know you. And you can find out that simple plan at iabide.org. Iabide.org. You know, I'm excited about having Penny Nance coming. She is the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America. She will be on the program hopefully this week. There is a, they're going around the nation. This is some nonpartisan organization that's focused on educating America about, based on their website. This will be my first meeting with her here.
Mm-hmm.
But their focus is on the family, the sanctity of life, religious liberties, education, pornography, national sovereignty, and the support for Israel.
Wow.
I was like, hey, that sounds really good. You know, it's like those things are coming together.
Okay.
They want to be able to influence the media, monitor the courts, voices from the Hill. They want to give, you know, voices from the Hill to change the culture, equip and report, and had their statement of faith. You can go to cwfa.org to find out more. But they're actually going around the nation. And when I first saw this, I thought, well, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything. And I was had a misunderstanding, mm-hmm. but I don't want to be a part of anything that's dishonoring our president.
Right.
That's attacking him personally. You know, it's that's just not what we do. And as Christians, it's what wouldn't,
that's
wouldn't
right.
it's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pray for him. But you can talk about values and the Constitution and what does these policies mean to me as a citizen. And for us, we're looking about keeping the conversation light. What does it have to do with the church? How should we respond to this? And it's called Obamacare Decoded. And they're going mm-hmm. around talking about, because right now, if you don't know this or not, you're going to be fined. You're going to be fined by the government for not signing up for Obamacare, or it's Affordable Care, Health Care Act. They call it both things, but it's the health care program. And we have it on the VFN Torch, and hopefully it's a related link to this. So it shows you how to sign up and to do that. But you have to, it's a law. It's not some, you know, some people being political out there, they make you think this is just a political whatever. It's been voted a law mm-hmm. by the Congress, and it's been verified as a tax by the Supreme Court mm-hmm. saying it's constitutional that they can tax. So what this whole thing is a tax. And so they're going around the nation educating and talking to Americans about, you know, what does this mean? You know, educating mm-hmm. us. And it's on, they're going to be actually in the Pensacola area, and we're going to be talking to her about that. It's March 14th in Pensacola, Florida. There's going to be dinner and a discussion they're going to have there. The CEO who will be on VFN Radio, VFN TV, Penny Nance, will be talking to us right there. Also, the attorney Mario, I believe it was Mario Diaz, will be there kind of giving the legal perspective of what's going on. And also, Dr. John Litnell, I believe it is, that he, a doctor's viewpoint of what's okay. going on. And, you know, we need, you know, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to find out, what does this mean?
Right.
And I was speaking to a friend of mine this last week. Steve and I were there, and he says, you know what? You know, this, I'm going to sign up for this, even though in my heart, you know, I'm thinking this is not right. And that's mm-hmm. what you got to do. You got to obey the laws of the land. And it's going to be at New World Landing at 600 South Palo Fox Street, Pensacola, Florida, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time on March the 14th. But we're going to talk more. We're going to have her on the program to kind of find out what's this really about, what's going on. But I thought, my goodness, that mm-hmm. is a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's Concern Women for America. You can find out more about it by going to the VFN Torch and VFNTV.com. Click on the Torch, and you'll see the article in the post for Concern Women for America. So we're looking forward to having Penny Nance on the television program with us right there.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, what's this thing taking place? In Kentucky, is it?
Yes.
There's no water in Kentucky.
No water in Kentucky. But, you know, I get so excited about all the different dimensions of ministries and what mm-hmm. God's doing in the body of Christ.
Right.
And Ken Ham, if you guys are familiar with Ken Ham, he is a creationist. He talks about creation and how mm-hmm. God, you know.
Is he the founder of that organization, Creation?
He is. Oh, no, so, not Creation okay. Science. No, he's actually the founder of the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
So that's where it's in Kentucky?
It's in Kentucky.
I saw they had a debate recently. Didn't they have a debate with...
They had a debate with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Whoever thought that... Oh, my goodness.
7 million people saw this debate.
I tried it. I was in there for like, I
tried to.
4.5. And I
checked out. This is beyond.
I'm finished. This is your calling. Yeah. This is not my calling. And it was just amazing.
Wow. Well, in regards to this, they wanted to build, it's been on their heart for a long time, to build an ark, the
right.
Noah's Ark, an actual, you know, real
Is there
dimension.
A flood coming?
The size. No flood coming,
okay.
but they wanted to show faith. And they, again, it's a creation museum.
I want to go help build. If there's a flood coming, I'm going to go, I got to grab a saw and
well,
some nails. I'm going to help
well,
build this
get
thing.
Get ready when I tell you the dimensions of
That's
this
right.
thing. But
I'm going to say amen when Noah preaches. Amen. I am with you all the way, right?
Just make
right.
some room for me.
Right.
Well, he says because of the people that saw the debate, just money started pouring on in to help them with this, the art that they wanted to build. You know, they were just kind of believing God for. People saw the debate and they got behind and started supporting. So now they're actually breaking ground in Kentucky
for a boat, a big boat
to build this replica for no water. Let me tell you,
it's sort of like prophetic because they didn't have the water then.
The water then. But
oh my goodness, wow. We talked about the Senate of the United States, the prophetic words. I wonder if there's wouldn't that be
funny?
Build it good now. Need this thing.
Yeah, well, it's 510 feet long, 80 feet wide, 55 feet high, and they say that the bow and the stern will take the ark more than 100 feet tall. And the idea to build this ark is to show faith. It's to remind us again of what Noah had to step out and believe God for. Look how huge this thing is. And oftentimes,
in that day, too. My goodness.
We never saw rain before. That, listen, you know, God's still calling us to do huge, amazing things that are way beyond our ability to do.
There's a reason to go to Kentucky.
Hey, reason to go.
I love that.
Reason to go. We do have a video for you, CBN. We'll make sure that we can make that available for you on the torch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And but it's just really exciting thing to be able to see. And
so how many of each animal? This is not the Constitution test, Pat. How many of each animal did God tell Noah that he was supposed to have in there?
Come on now.
All right. I believe there were 7. Of clean animals and only 2.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
How many animals? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. When I was in the middle of working myself to death,
I was there.
You remember that? And it was like,
what?
Oh, so you're backsliding? What?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Are you talking about the number of animals and you're here and we're he's like, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
So we're going to find out on the torch how to get to this place.
Yes, in Kentucky, we can all go.
Wouldn't that be symbolic? It's like, can I help with this? Like something like hold a nail or a hammer? Yeah. Are they really sawing it the old way and stuff? Or are they building
modern
tools?
I don't know if they're
sawing
it the old way, but they're definitely building it.
I'll need some respirator to be able to hold that saw. That's really, really tough.
Yeah.
And that's the Science Museum.
Creation Museum in Kentucky. You'll have all the links available for you so you can take a look at it. Again, Ken Ham. Amazing.
This
amazing,
is your opportunity not to make in front of anybody building an art. That's what they did back then.
I know that's
and
right.
It didn't go well.
Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your